I don't know one person that wants to do things the hard way, right? Just, I want to struggle. I want to make it take as long as it possibly can to get this done. Said no one ever. So in an attempt to help our women do things faster, efficiently, and just overall easier, this podcast is all about three hot tips I have that you are not going to want to miss about getting things done way easier in your life. How to get things done without trying too hard. Let's go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the podcast. It is a dreary Friday over here, but I have hopefully some news that will make it easy for you to have a better weekend, a better week, a better year, inshallah ta'ala. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to get things done with the least effort possible. Some really, really smart pivots. You know, people think in life it is the big moves. Oh my gosh, I gotta wait till this happens to be better, or this or that. It's actually, if I could just be frank, it's the small things we do that either help or hurt us on a regular. And I got three things that are easy to do and will make your life easier. How about that? If you don't already know me, my name is Mindful Muslima. I'm here in the podcast every week. And you know what? Ramadan is about to roll up. I think everybody should just take a pause here to recognize that Ramadan is about not even 2 months. Are you ready? The answer is usually no for everybody. Nobody's ready till like the week of, because it is rough. We're all like excited/anxious, and I get it. But some of the things I'm going to talk to you about in the next couple weeks are going to really, really help you get prepped. There is another thing that's going to help you get prepped. If you're not already aware, I'll just drop one or two things that are really amazing that we're doing right now with women. The first one is we have a completely free book club on productivity. What book are we reading right now? The Productive Muslim. Yeah, I know everybody knows The Productive Muslim. Super, super great stuff that they have. Well, totally not sponsored. We just are doing that book because a lot of women want to know how to get productive for Ramadan because they're like, oh. So anyway, if you have never been to one of our book clubs, it's basically just a place where a whole bunch of women from all over the world laugh, cry, joke, share their experiences, their feelings. It is a book club, but it's more like a sisters hangout every Sunday, 11 a.m. I think it's 4 p.m. GMT time. So this weekend is our second one. If you're not already in, do not miss it. The link is in my bio in Instagram. I'll see if I can put it below. Most of the stuff I'm telling you today, all the links are in the bio. My Instagram, what is my Instagram? At Mindful Muslima. It's that easy. But anyway, the second great thing that we have going on right now is we have a huge giveaway. It's only for maybe the weekend. Or maybe Monday. Catch it. Do not miss it. Again, on my Instagram, Mindful Muslima. And guess what I'm giving away? I haven't done this in about 2 years. An entire course. My entire Muslim Marriage Lab, which is our most popular course. Just totally giving it away to somebody who's going to win. Enter to win by following the instructions on the giveaway. It's up in the post right now. Don't miss it. Last one. What do we got? Oh, we have another workshop. This is going to be a big one. Actually, it's crazy how much you guys are excited about it. You know, whenever I do something, I'm like, are they going to like that? I'm not sure. Anyway, so yeah, apparently you guys are excited. We're going to do a compatibility and questions workshop completely free. It's on February 11th, but the registration is now. Again, on my Instagram, at Mindful Muslima, you'll find the links in the bio. I'll see if I could drop it below, but I think that's easy enough, right? All right, ladies, let's dive into today. What we're talking about today is how to get things done, how to get ahead without trying too hard. So I'm going to give you three quick tips because I know you women are so productively busy, right? You're multitasking, you're driving, you're at work while you're listening to this, you're running, you're walking, you're doing dishes because that's how we roll, right? Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're doing nothing. Good for you. Super jealous, right? The first one is, tip number one is, be more efficient with your busy. And I got my fingers up here doing little quotes, busy work. I was talking to a sister just yesterday about the fact that we think because we're moving real fast and doing a lot of stuff that we're being productive. That's something we're talking about in the book club too. You know, it's really interesting. I'm not going to talk too much about the book club now, but I'll say this really great gem that we got from last week is there's a really big difference between Western productivity and Islamic. And whoop, once you see the difference, you're like, what was I doing? I was just spinning my wheels. You know, some people, they say like treading water, going nowhere. Don't you feel that way sometimes? Well, I wonder if it's because you're following the Western model, not the Islamic one. The Islamic one does not have you like that. Maybe we're on the wrong model. So we were talking about that. We're going to go even deeper into that this weekend. So shout out to all the ladies in the book club. Shout out to all my Thrive sisters. Inshallah ta'ala. And so we are going to talk about that more. But for now, what I'll say is this. Instead of equating long hours with productivity, focusing on maximizing your efficiency, we're doing stuff harder, not smarter. So identify tasks that you think are going to get you the biggest results. You guys know from when I talk about how I plan my day, how I do like the three most important things in the day, right? I do those first. So when I do those, no matter what, I feel accomplished because those had the biggest impact. Lead with the things with the biggest impact. Instead, we don't do that, right? We're like, oh, procrastinate. That's going to take me a minute. That's going to take me a while. So we do all these little things to feel like we're getting things done, but we're really not. We're just doing a lot of stuff. And then in the end, we're not even done with the most important things that we're trying to do. And then we're like, oh, I didn't get nothing done today. I feel like I got nothing done. That's why. So it's called Eat the Frog. That's the concept I have. Eat the Frog and just go and do that thing that you don't want to do. Make it one of your top three things and do it. So even if you don't get to your list of 80 million things, you got big things done. That's how I do it. That's how I roll, right? So by working smarter, not harder, you can achieve more in less time and create space for other fun things in your life, all right? That's a way to get some time back, I just told you, okay? And I'm going to talk about, like, last week I talked to a single mother of three. She's got young kids all by herself, Sister Aisha. And she was telling me I could share the story that she struggled to keep with her demands of all her parenthood, right? She's working full time. She's got the kids. She's doing it on her own. She has no family near her to help her. And she felt just genuinely overwhelmed and exhausted. Anybody know what this sister is thinking about? Yeah, it's hard. So one hectic day, she was telling me that she found herself just drowning in a sea of chores and deadlines and childcare and all that good stuff. And as she rushed from one task to the other, she just said, like, she had this feeling of just being stretched too thin. When women call me up on consultation calls, that's when they call me at the breaking point. Like, I'm just about to break. I'm like, sis, you and every other sister out there do not feel bad. You are not alone, right? So that's why she had talked to me. And we both spoke together and we figured out together to regain control of her time, she needed to take a step back and assess her workflow. She and I together, we identified the most critical tasks that needed her attention and streamlined her approach to eliminating unnecessary tasks and even delegating some responsibilities to her older kids, who seemingly were getting away with a little too much. And with a renewed focus of energy, she felt so much better and hopeful because she realized that she was doing things that were just not as productive as she thought. So you always think you need more time or money. You don't. Sometimes you need to just look at what you're doing and say, is that really the best way to do it? So she basically called me back this week because we had talked about it prior together in another call. And she noticed just this huge shift in her daily routine because of it. And because she had this efficiency now, she not only reclaimed control of her time, but she found some joy in that stuff she was doing every day that before felt, right? And she could actually create more balanced time for herself. And she felt like she's becoming a better mom because she can give them more attention. And I'm just telling you simple things that sister did that you could do too with that first tip, prioritizing efficiency over busy work. Okay, number two, mastering the art of delegation. Now, delegation is always something people usually stray away from, but recognize that you don't have to do it all yourself. Delegating tasks to other people to handle, freeing up your time and mental energy is better for you. Trust your team members, trust your colleagues, trust your kids and your husband, sometimes not, with really good guidance, right? Delegation, it really helps to lighten the load. So I'm going to give you an example of a sister that did this that I worked with. Fatima is a single mom, right? Again, we had a couple single moms recently. She had two kids and she found herself again overwhelmed. And at the end of the day, nobody nearby to support her. And again, reaching the breaking point. This is how people call me regularly. And so when we worked together, we talked about how she could delegate things to her kids and sometimes other people. Like, what we realized is that she needed a sitter or an assistant or something. And even though she didn't have that much money, we found a way that she could still swing it. And so even if she just had one person, I think, come in and do some deep cleaning on a Saturday for her. It was going to free up her time to be with the kids. Because imagine, she was just killing herself working all week and had the kids. And you know, sis, you don't got to feel guilty because you had somebody help you with some deep cleaning every other Saturday. So do what you got to do. So we realized, like, with just a little bit of money she had aside, it was worth her time to do that. And by delegating that to that woman and a couple other things out, she not only lightened her load, but she had this whole sense of like, oh, like there is a possibility for me to have a break or actually laugh with my kids instead of feeling drained when I'm around them all the time. And that's just really important. And so the first two tips we have so far, just in review, is prioritizing efficiency over busy work. And the other one was mastering the art of delegation. You gotta do it. The last one is embrace strategic rest and recovery. So that's one thing we talked about in the book club. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the book club, but this just did happen to come up. One of the sisters was mentioning something she read out of chapter 3 in the book. And it was all about like how in the West we look at rest and productivity as almost like laziness. Oh my gosh, you're taking a day off to slow down, to stop, to rest your body and all that stuff like that. Some new mental health stuff has been coming down the pipeline that's trying to tell women to not feel guilty. But most of us grew up in the old school mentality of like, you know, do what you got to do, how you taking a rest, you know, you got to push on through. And that whole attitude of just grind away, it's toxic. And I was raised in that atmosphere. And the people who live in the atmosphere don't often know how to laugh, relax. Even when they have a minute to themselves, they're like, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, and that's if that's you, that has been conditioned. So what do you do instead? Well, understand that that sustainable success requires balance. See, so the Islamic productivity is different than the Western because there's much more balance. I'll give you that. That's a good little summary for you on a couple of points he had in the chapters. Balance. There's no balance in the Western. It's just like pushing on through career, like money, hustle. It's all weighted on one side, and Islam and productivity in Islam is more balanced, right? So it leans into this one. Prioritize self-care by scheduling regular breaks. Pen yourself a break. Not pencil, pen yourself a break. You deserve it, right? Whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby for 30 minutes, you know, simply unplugging from technology, prioritize activities, replenish your energy, enhance your overall well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And it is ibadah. Your body is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should be treating it as such. We could lose our health at any time. No one is promised tomorrow, right? I hope you ladies enjoyed some of those today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. I hope it brought a little ray of sunshine, a little ray of hope. Don't forget to delegate. Don't forget to rest. It is ibadah. And don't forget that working busy doesn't mean you're productive. Moving a lot. Remember octopus mom with the 8 arms? It's like, blah, blah, blah. She's flying all over the place. Doesn't mean she's getting stuff done. Doesn't mean her house is neat. When you feel crazy, everything's hot. Is your house a hot mess? Is your brain a hot mess? First thing I do, by the way, when I feel like things are getting a hot mess, is I pause the world and I clean my house. Because when my house, I've said this before, when my house is feeling messy, my brain is messy and everything's messy, and then I get very overwhelmed. So I only realized this in the past couple of years. I'm like, boop, pause, clean my house. I used to like try to clean my brain, clean my, no. I have to clean my environment as much as possible. You still have kids. I get it. But I mean, like, you know, just a little minute, clean that desk up, just organize it up, whatever you got to do. Just your room. Doesn't have to be the whole house. You know what I mean? Then at least you have one room you can sit and you're like, you know, just for a minute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all our sisters. I know you're going through a lot. I know you're dealing with a lot. And that's why we're constantly trying to make things that really you can connect with. I cannot wait to connect with you guys in the book club this weekend. Again, the link is in my bio. I cannot wait to do giveaway, hopefully when you guys, well, I know I will, not hopefully, one of our courses for the single ladies here in the giveaway on Instagram. Don't forget, you can get my full course. This is the most popular one we have. It teaches you how to find a spouse from the Quran and Sunnah, how to connect with yourself, figure out what you really want, how to find out if you're compatible, all the questions, like everything. It's like we're having that free workshop on February 11th, but this is the be-all and all answers of all that stuff. You know, that's just like, you know, I'll have an hour or two with you to hang out, but this is like the whole shebang. So cannot wait to give that away to one of you guys. All right. Love y'all for the sake of Allah. We'll see you in the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.